Welcome to episode 10 of Living Truthfully. My name is Amani Maranga, and I'm so grateful that you're still listening to this podcast. Your feedback is unbelievable, but so needed by me. I'm so needy about it, and so I'm really grateful for all the feedback that you're giving me. And I want to ask that you keep sending me as much response just on how these conversations are affecting the conversations that you're having. Send me this feedback on every social media handle that you are on. My handle is at Amani Maranga, and I'll be happy to respond to all your questions or whatever you have to say. Now, we're doing this series called Why Men Get Married, and I'm on a quest to understand the process that men go through when they're getting married. And so, in this episode and the next episode, I'm talking to a few men and hearing why they got married. Now, I asked this question on my Facebook page, and I got some people to feedback and respond, and I want to read you some of the responses of why these men on my Facebook page got married. All right, my boy Evans Mongi said, I couldn't fathom life without her. Hey, Evans, you're quite the romantic. Fred said, a time comes when your body tells you it's about time, and you're literally on the hunt. There's also a small voice telling you if you don't do it now, you may never get a desirable person. Also, the society will look at you with bad eyes. My boy Nick said, it just happened. I did not plan for it. I do not regret it either. It taught me to be a man. Now I am better than if I was still alone. Dan says, I was tired of making spare ribs and having everything to myself. Dan, there was a need to share. Very interesting. Now, my boy Joseph Situma, I was in high school with this guy, he says, because it is not normal to be single. And then someone laughs and he says, marriage is a reunion, not a union. I'm like, eh? Long story, but if you read the Bible in Hebrew, utayona hapo. Eh, wacha, that guy, utakuja utuambia story, Situma. Ian, my boy, says, give my life meaning. It give me more than just myself and my selfish needs to fight for. My marriage is part of the fuel that propels my life. Also, she is fine AF. We shall keep it kosher here. Davy says, she completes me. Now, if you ask how I survived before, I don't know. Thank you guys for this feedback. I want to ask that if you have a story you want to talk about why you got married, please reach out on social media at Amani Maranga. Now I'm about to make some calls to my boys and see why they got married. So, here goes. Hi, Tosh.
Hi, Amani. How are you, sir?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Niko salama kabisa.
Having a great day?
Yes, it's been a wonderful time. Just spent morning hanging out with a friend. Mm-hmm. Today, I said, since there's a game on Saturday, I don't want to go in having never hit the ball for this January. So let me at least play. So at least I met my cobwebs. This is where my kabisa.
How did you play?
You know me, I'm aigwara kabisa. Ukitaka mtu akukatia nyasi for free, unaweza kuniita. I just have to show up with my golf clubs na nyasi itafyekwa.
Don't worry, I'm like you. Me, I plant. I'm great for maize planters. I'm currently having a conversation about why men get married.
I think I caught the one you had with Mr. Flavor Mamula.
Yes, I had Flavor and another friend of mine called Odipo on the last one.
Okay.
Those guys were so deep. I'm hoping that you can bring us, you know, both depth and maybe. I think you're a very practical human being. Mm. I love how objective you are with your thinking, and just maybe to create some context.
Yes.
Most of us, I got married at 26. And I know most men, you know, just around the age of 30, usually have made that decision, or probably have made the, you know, have walked down the aisle already. But you got married just, you know, a little later than that. At least from this part of the world, you got married late.
Yes, I got married at 40, when most people are supposed to. In fact, my peers are now getting their daughters married.
Oh, wow.
And their sons, they are marrying off their daughters and getting their sons' wives.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they are called empty nesters. Well, mine are still in the nest and will be for a while.
So my question is, I think even before we discuss why you got married, why did it take you so long?
I felt my life was okay being single. Nice being a sort of free spirit, if there is, that's the term. I think because of my temperament, I'm quite introverted, and I think I really like my space. I want a space somewhere where it's mine. I can retreat into it. When life has been has a lot of stress, I can go there and decompress. It's, you know.
Yeah.
So because of that, I just didn't want. I think I wasn't ready to have other people in that space, in my space, as it were. We can deal in the workplace. We can deal in the social. But I want to, when I go home, it's me. If I want to sleep at that particular time without talking to anyone, I just sleep. Because once you get married, there's somebody else in it, and you can't sort of walk in and not acknowledge them. You have children, you can't say, nah, because I'm in a bad mood, I won't talk to my kids, they want to talk to you. So I think I just felt, one, I that space where I was not ready, in a sense, to, what would I say, maybe share it or to have someone in it. I think the second one is that I was still also a little bit scared of marriage. I think what used to haunt me is, what if this thing doesn't work? Can I really make it work? Do I have what it takes? And so I think I was, I had some insecurities around that. And then I think the other one was just that I also am a bit of a, I want my things in a particular way, and I had the dream of the perfect woman, and you know, there'd always be, I mean, you'd meet, even my wife is a wonderful person. However, we are all human, we have our own two peculiarities and idiosyncrasies. Just, I know I have, I'm sure if you're told to list certain things, which even my own friends can list things that don't make sense about how I do what I do. So I think I had to come to terms with the fact that you'll never tick every single box. I don't know if you've ever seen how you've ever thought this guy was it. Then you spent 3 days with him and thought, why does he do this? Suddenly he becomes human, and he loses the aura of perfection. So a book I was reading, someone was asked why he never got married. He said, you know, yeah, he was a cowboy. He said, when I ride into town, the ladies see me, I'm clean shaven, I'm dressed well, I look smooth, you know. But he says, now if I get married, my wife will begin to see me waking up with my eyes bloodshot, with my, I'm not clean shaven. She'll realize I wear my trouser one leg at a time like everyone else, and I'll lose the aura of perfection. So the reality is, we are not perfect, and you have to come to terms that even potential spouses are not perfect.
That's true. And I wish everyone had that perspective when they're getting married. So anyway, you finally come to a place where I guess you make a decision, you know, that marriage is something that you would consider. I'm curious to understand, you know, what are those things that you thought to yourself, okay, for these reasons, I would get married, or maybe for these reasons, I would get married to this person. What are those things you considered?
I think I reached a place where you just felt, you know, I need companionship. This thing of just going, of just being on my own is not quite working. I just felt the need for companionship. Someone you can, as you say, do life together. I think I was a primary driver. Then we had actually been dating for a while with my wife. I remember meeting her, and there were certain things that really attracted me to her. Of course, I think one of the big ones was just her intellect, her, of course, her physical beauty. So I think one also gets, you feel an attraction, and you want to, I think there's like a wiring where you say, I'd really like to spend time with this person. I like hanging out with this person. I want them, it feels good when they're around.
I think probably my last question, would you say your decision was a practical decision Would you say there was an amount of emotion that went into that decision?
It was the both of them. You can think about things rationally, but I've come to believe that people make decisions based on how they feel, and then they use their mind to rationalize them.
Wow.
That's why you find somebody knows what is good for them. They really, really know why it's good for them. Like I once had a story of somebody who said, you know, I knew for a very long time it was not a good thing for me to smoke. I knew I... You could reel the facts to me. I knew them. Oh, can't. You know, all the different things. But he said, I never stopped smoking until the day one that my daughter walked up to me and said, Dad, why do you want me to grow up an orphan? And the guy realized, you know, maybe I'm killing myself and my daughter will, I won't be able to see my daughter grow up. And just the emotion that was raised by that thought gave him the motivation to then make the decision to stop smoking. Now he can rationalize it and do any other things, but that is the reason why he chose to make that decision.
The real reason is an emotive reason.
Yeah, that was the real reason. Yeah, so I think part of it for me, I must say, was one, the fear. I thought my wife was dating someone else, and the fear of losing her to that person, and the fear of maybe one day waking up at some old age and just being alone. So I think that I had all these other things that were debating why, yes, no. But you know, something tips it and you make the decision.
That was a tipping point.
Yes.
I love it. Tosh, thank you so much. I mean, the insight that you've given me into your decision making for me, that's a real insight. And thank you so much for sharing that with me.
You're welcome, sir.
I really pray that, you know, your marriage thrives and that you have a wonderful family. I've met your children. I've met your wife. That your story becomes, you know, a story that we will use as an anchor for many of us and for generations, you know, that we speak to, just about what a great marriage you guys have had. So I really pray well for you.
Asante, I appreciate it, sir. I really do.
Hi, Richie.
Amani, Mani.
How you doing, man?
How's the money?
If you find it...
How's the podcast money?
The podcast money hasn't come yet, but if you find it, M-Pesa me on 072-7272-7...
Good job, dude. Good job, though. Good job. There are very many men listening undercover. Me being one of them. Actually, no, I'm not undercover. I listen proudly.
And you've even told me. And thank you so much for the feedback that you keep giving me on the podcast.
Yeah. Thank you for being digitally switched on.
You're the one guy that has encouraged me the most about it. And you usually have three keywords?
Mental digital shift.
Mental digital shift. So me, I've made the mental digital shift. I'm hoping that we'll get to the wallet digital shift.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's necessary.
It's necessary. But I'm doing like a series, bro. On why men get married.
Yeah.
And I'm very curious to hear your perspective of why you got married.
Well, okay. I have two perspectives. I have the before perspective.
Okay.
And I have the after being married perspective.
Fantastic. Both are welcome here. I want to hear the before perspective.
So before, let me give you in context. Before getting married, I was, me and two other boys were living in a nice digs in Kuna. So I was a bachelor. But I think, when did I get married? My wife will kill me. Maybe 4 years. 4 years ago. And I met my wife 6 years ago.
Okay.
Two years of dating. And then, of course, after 1 year, I think, of dating, I proposed. But I'll never forget the day I decided, by the way, stuff this thing. I'm getting married. I'll never forget the day I proposed and why.
Okay. In fact, take us there. Take us there. Where were you? What were you doing?
So, we're having domes, or more like I was a mess in life when I was having domes with her. You get, not because of anything that she had done, but more so because of my own battles about settling down and all of these other things.
Every man goes through them.
But every man goes through this, but then at that moment of time, you don't know that.
Of course, yeah.
So, what cut for me is, I told her, you, Chile, let's take a break. Mm-hmm. She was going to the UK. Her bro was getting married. She was going to the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, you know what? Let's take this break. She was going for 40 days very, very weirdly. I told her, you bounce to the UK. And when you're there, you think about whether you want to be with me. And even me, let's just think about this whole relationship thing.
Mm.
You guy, she was gone for 1 week. Mm-hmm. Now, in that 1 week that she was gone, I had more money than I needed.
Okay.
I had everything that I had wanted at that time. Mm. I had it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get? I had it.
Mm.
But it was the first time in my life that I realized this Chile is actually my best friend.
Wow.
Like this female, this woman, this chick is actually, it's not more, it's not catching, it's not rubs, it's not, you know, those things that you do when you're single and your perception of women are.
Yeah, yeah.
You get, I realized my boys are not at the Timo, Shem, Amani, Kanji. Mm-hmm. We're boys, I mean, but they're not my best friend.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense. She was your best friend.
Yeah, she was. And it was, it's so weird that that was actually when it hit me that this, you know what, I need to get married. And actually, with chums that I had at that time, I bought the engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
When she landed the next day or the next weekend, I took her to Enashipai and I instantly proposed.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was just like, hey, by the way, imagine this is definitely like we're pals. You know, when you have, and it's a small things like when I'm in business, the decisions I was making, I remember I was in a hard time at that time. I was trying to quit working and then start working at Google. And I was like, nobody's ever going to believe I'm ever going to make work at Google. But I should constantly encourage, you know. So just like my pal.
Mm.
But now after I got married.
Mm-hmm. So now we are at the after.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've realized without this Chile, I'd be dead. As in for real.
Do you mean dead as in just,
as in dead, humanly
or,
dead.
Or like you'd be in 6 feet under.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, ever since I got my wife, I've probably become more successful than I'd ever been.
Mm-hmm. We can tell.
I've gained more weight than I've ever had.
That we can also tell.
And this one is I don't think that we understand any. You can't explain it with your mouth properly for people to understand, although I'll try.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that kicks into a human being, a man, when he knows he's responsible for somebody else.
Yes, that's
a
true.
A woman.
That's true.
Do you get?
That's true.
Yeah, like there's things that in me that have kicked in, a hustle, a care, a softness, a hardness, a proper decision making, you know, no dilly-dallying on the fence. Like there's just things that have kicked in me because of her.
Mm.
But what I've realized is that marriage is a trap. This is what I mean. It's a God trap. It's a mirror. It's somewhere that God puts you in for you to look at yourself.
That is so true, bro. I tell people and they don't understand. It's a mirror.
It is such a mirror. Even things which were normal. Mm. Like, for example, in my family, us guys are loud the way I'm talking to you now. You get? And it's not to say that's bad. It's just that's how we are.
Yeah.
You know, that's how that's, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
it's just the only side I knew.
Yeah, we talk with volume.
Yes, we talk with volume.
Mm.
But I realize my wife doesn't listen in volume, even though my mom and sisters do.
Wow.
You get? In the beginning, it was a crazy mirror because I was like, Yanni, this is too much. But now I've learned to just love it. I've learned to love it. I've learned to enjoy it. I've learned to, you know, continue the friendship. So I think I'm extremely glad that I got married.
Wow.
Like it's probably, you know, the way, like real talk sober. This is not my emotions talking. This is not because I'm on a podcast. Yep. Yanni, if it wasn't for my wife, I would not be alive right now. That's 100% sure.
That is such a strong statement. Eh? And I love it because it gives guys hope, Bana, that marriage actually is transformational and it works.
It does, man. And guys, even my own pals would come and tell me, dude, are you sure you want to get married?
Mm.
And at that time, you know, it's you. It's your own decision.
Yeah.
In fact, my wife judges me because we did our own vows. At our wedding, she said, I make this decision out of sound of mind to marry this dude.
Wow.
You get? And that I think all in, her having my back, just completely it's the thing that I didn't know that I also wanted and needed.
Mm.
You get marriage works, man. Me, I'm not been married for long, 4 years, but 4 years to only get better. Wow. Marriage is absolutely amazing. I love it. When I travel and I'm maybe away from my wife for a week, 3 days, 4 days, I'm just like, Yanni, I'm reminded of what I miss. I'm reminded of how truly this is your best friend, a person you have conversations with. Or even sometimes you don't even have conversation with, you're just silent, both of you.
Mm.
But because the person is there,
mm.
you just still feel full and whole. You get what I mean? It's not right. always about conversation. Sometimes it's just about presence. The beauty in the silence. Mm, can I get an amen?
When did you become this guy?
Mm. No, but also, I've always wanted to get married. Let me also say that. I've always wanted to get married.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point my whole life,
mm.
and my parents are divorced. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
There's no point my whole life where I was like, yo, I never want to get married.
Wow.
I always knew one day I was going to get married. It's just to who was I going to marry that I probably didn't know. But the question about getting married and getting kids, it was something I always wanted to do. And now that I've done, and I'm very happy about.
Bro,
yeah.
I don't think I've ever interrogated your marriage and your circumstance around it. But it's so beautiful to hear you talk about her as your best friend. Eh?
Yeah.
And I mean, you keep making reference to her every time we speak, but now I understand it. Bro, that's nice. Let me tell you, the rapper that you are, I'd be very interested in hearing your new lyrics.
That's funny. Oh, let me tell you something. Actually, since you brought up music, let me tell you something very crazy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I got married, we got married August 30th.
Mm-hmm.
December 14th,
mm-hmm.
my wife and I started this project called the Amen Project. 52 weeks, 52 songs.
Yes. I remember that.
That thing, eh? Mm-hmm. Wow. I think, again, that was another God trap.
Mm.
It meant I'm the one who used to film my wife. I used to vlog her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, my wife can't write a song if we are fighting. So that thing, you can imagine, every single week, we had to interact with realness. So if we fought, I had to have fixed the fight before Saturday. Because if on Saturday, we're going to the studio and we're still fighting, she doesn't know how to record. She can't sing. She'll start crying. She'll be whatever. Wow. That thing, you can imagine, recording and going to the studio. And then on Sunday, every Sunday, I had to take out the camera and film her doing a vlog about why she wrote the song. And then put that thing, put it online.
Yeah.
So for a whole year, because we did 48 songs, for a whole year, that thing forced us to become friends within marriage.
Wow.
That working on that project, 52 weeks, 52 songs, actually completely changed our marriage.
Wow.
It was such an elevator in our authenticity and dealing with dramas within our first year of marriage that we are starting it again, and we start it again this Saturday. So we are doing another 52 weeks, 52 songs, but we're also doing it now this time with our kids.
Oh, fantastic.
So it forces me every week I have to see my kids, because you know this life, you can hustle, get busy, you're only seeing your kid in the evening, and then you come home, they're asleep, you're not seeing your wife, she's grinding. So this has forced us again to just find time to do something together, and that way spend time.
I love it. In fact, Annie, you guys, you know, God taught you a skill on how to resolve your domains with your wife at the point when there was still a newness to your marriage. Eh? I don't know if you realize, bro, that you got into a space where you were just given an amazing gift very early.
No. That's why I say it's a trap. And not to say that we've figured it out, but honestly speaking, even now speaking to you, I can't remember the last time we had a domain for we can't fix it now.
Wow.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah. I mean, do we have domains? We have domains.
Yeah, but it's about the fixing. It's about the being able to resolve issues and then move on to the next.
Exactly. You've made me funguka. You're reminding me things that are jazzing me. Mm. But the one promise that I have, even I've told her this, the one promise that I've had, that I have, is that I will always work on myself. That's it. That's the only thing I can do. In whatever things, and it's hard. Hey, honey, working on yourself. That's what I'm saying. Marriage is a trap. All you can do is work on you. It shows you the mirror on your faults or things you need to work on, and then gives you the option of, do you want to work on them or not? However, this is not the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you do decide to work on those things, dude, it affects everything. It affects how I am as an owner, as a business owner.
Mm.
Let me give you an example. One of the things that I need to work on is confrontation.
Mm.
I'm not good with confrontation.
Mm.
But then I'm realizing working on that in my marriage is the same thing that's making me work with that with my kids. It's the same thing that's it's helping me work with that with my employees. It's making me work with that with my clients. Like, and you don't know. It's just, that's what I'm telling you, is a trap.
Wow.
It's a trap that forces you to grow. Okay, I've talked too long on your podcast. Now, Nilipi.
I love it. I love it, Richie. And it's such good. I don't think you understand the nuggets that you have dropped into this conversation. Incredible nuggets. I think I've just found a new respect for you. So, you know, the way we were talking about just what's happening in our generation.
Yeah.
Dude, you're the story that's going to change the story for our generation.
I hope so. The reason I'm alive is hopefully to make things better. But, Yanni, to you too, Amani, man, you know, I keep saying we don't have enough real people who can, as a guy who runs a digital company, the biggest thing I always tell guys is just be vulnerable. Just tell your story. Even you, I've been telling you, move to video.
Yes, yeah.
But still, it's the beauty of your vulnerability. Mm. It even makes me so comfortable to just talk. You get what I mean?
Wow. Yeah.
And that is such a rare thing. Vulnerability, especially amongst men.
Mm.
It's such a rare thing, especially us guys whose fathers were probably, you know, came from a generation where you don't vibe about things you're working on. You don't vibe about your issues.
Yeah.
You don't vibe about divorce. You don't vibe about your struggles. It's such a beauty thing. And don't be fooled. I've seen the statistics on your podcast. Very many men are listening to this thing.
Wow.
So keeping on, man.
Thanks, bro. Thank you so much for your kind words. Thank you for taking time to have this convo with me. God bless your every endeavor, Richie. And I can't wait to see what this story looks like another 10 years from now.
I get it, man. Cheers.
Sawa, bro.
Cheers, man. Have a good one.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Living Truthfully. Thank you, Tosh. Thank you, Richie, for sharing your stories. You guys are so deep, Bana. CG Papa, CG, I would have been dead without her. You know, amazing stories, and these are such stories that give hope. Now, we're going to do one more episode on why men get married. And so I want to hear your stories. If you want me to feature your story, please share your feedback on at Amani Maranga. And then I will have Dr. Oscar, I hope, if he agrees, come and then help us just wrap up this conversation on why is it that men get married. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you next week right here.